The commissioner of New York's DMV resigned last month. Now transportation advocates want Governor Cuomo to turn the Department of Motor Vehicles into an agency that promotes safe streets, starting with the new commissioner, whoever that may be. WNYC's Kate Hines reports.
Running a state DMV can be a thankless task. So when your agency lives in the public's crosshairs, it helps to have perspective. Raymond Martinez was New York's Motor Vehicles Commissioner 15 years ago. Now he holds the same job in New Jersey.
Nobody wakes up in the morning and says, oh, I can't believe it. It's a great day. I can't wait to get the motor vehicles.
Just to be sure, I went to the DMV office on West 31st Street, where I spoke to Queens resident Frank Gomez.
So did you wake up this morning and say today's a good day to go to the DMV?
No, I actually woke up and said, okay, it's only going to get colder, so let me get here while it's warm enough.
All in all, this is one of the better offices. You can make reservations online, there are plenty of seats, and there's free Wi-Fi. But while the outgoing DMV commissioner emphasized customer service, Paul Steely White has a totally different conception of what the agency should be. He's the head of Transportation Alternatives, an advocacy group, and he wants the DMV to focus on safety.
The DMV really holds all the cards when it comes to ensuring a minimum standard of behavior on our roadways, and really it's perhaps the quickest way to save lives.
He wants the next DMV commissioner to reform the point system so that drivers who seriously injure others face stricter penalties. He wants more transparent traffic court proceedings, and he wants the agency to raise the bar for driver's education. Whoever holds the job has to be a good administrator. But flip through a list of former New York Motor Vehicles commissioners, and you won't exactly be overwhelmed by their transportation credentials. The gig tends to go to someone who's politically connected in some way. Of the previous 10, 8 held either elected office, usually as a county clerk, or were involved in party politics. Richard Redding is an engineering consultant who was New York City's traffic safety manager in the 1980s.
Again, doesn't mean it's a bad person, or it doesn't mean it's somebody who's not qualified. You know, I would question, is it the most qualified?
And here's another thing. All of the DMV commissioners, since Nelson Rockefeller was governor, have hailed from outside the five boroughs, places with far fewer cyclists and pedestrians. Governor Cuomo hasn't yet indicated what he's looking for in a DMV commissioner this time around.
A-1-5.
For WNYC, I'm Kate Hines.
24-L-7-9-4. At counter number 10.